This is an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. The Discounselor's Report by Magic.
Thank you. Hi, this is Counselor Magic, coming to you with another Discounselor's Report. I pretty much covered, I think, the stuff I wanted to cover about what's going on in the council with the previous report a couple of days ago, and we're still working out details on the charter and stuff, and that kind of takes time. What I wanted to talk about now, and I guess using my bully pulpit as the Discounselor, although anyone can comment on this stuff, so it's really, I'm not in a special position here, except I guess as someone who gets to see the complaints that come in the complaints forum. In fact, actually on that point, yes, I'm a counselor and I'm an elected member representative. So when I look at complaints and suggestions in the complaint forum, that's the point of view I bring with me there. And I think that's a good point of view to have. That's certainly, I encourage my fellow counselors when they're looking at complaints to remember who it is they represent. I think, though, that it can be misunderstood that, you know, yeah, I'm a member representative, but that doesn't mean that every complaint that comes in, I'm going to be on your side. I'm looking at it more from the standpoint of what do the members as a whole generally want. And not only that, it's my interpretation of that, and I can be wrong. So, and of course, when I am, you elect someone else. that's what elections are for. And I'm looking forward to having some more elections here. I'm hoping really soon. So, I know people have been wondering, well, when are the next elections coming? Hey, I want to know too. You know, we got to work some things out, but I'm definitely looking forward to the next elections and getting some fresh blood in the council, you know, and getting some more members in there and having some more members just get a chance to see what it's like to be in the council and see what's going on there. And I'm trying to make a big deal about it, but I'm not planning to run for re-election. So if anyone's wondering if I'm out here stumping to try and get re-elected, no. I think a term's good enough for me. And for a couple of reasons. I mean, actually, I really like being a counselor, so I don't want to give the wrong impression on that. But I really, I got other things I like to do too. And to do this job right does take some time. You know, the more commitment a counselor puts into the job, the better job they'll do. And I'm looking forward to another disc counselor coming along that'll have time to really get out there and shake some trees and get some things done. Also, I think it's important, although I don't believe in term limits, but I think it's important to cycle members through the council because it's an opportunity for members to get an inside look as to what goes on here. And, you know, we got members out there that think that, you know, ATS is a disinformation agency and, you know, behind the scenes, it's all like some kind of government operation and stuff. And when you get a chance to actually see what people are doing behind the scenes, you just gotta laugh. I mean, you know, it's a conspiracy site, so God bless you if you want to believe that it's like in, you know, some kind of New World Order mouthpiece. I guess you can, but when you really look at what ATS does, it's just people. Getting back to the crime and punishment thing, we've had some recent drama here with the whole crackdown on political baiting and trolling and stuff, and I'm sure members who were following that are aware that I strongly supported that crackdown, and still do, I might add. I know that some members might resent that position and wonder why a member representative would be apparently just, you know, kissing staff butt. That's not really what that was. As a member and as a member representative, I strongly believe that it wasn't just, you know, that it's actually the job of the moderators and the senior staff to keep that kind of stuff under control. And personally, I think it went on too long. I think that, I'm not saying that they should run a police state on ATS, but, you know, it's possible for us to express our opinions, any opinion we want, as long as we do it reasonably. And what was going on with all the baiting and trolling and all that is just board games. It had really nothing to do with the actual subject. And, you know, I joke about being a troll and stuff like that. And, you know, there's other trolls out there. You know who you are. There's only so much of that anyone can be expected to take. And frankly, it's just a real downer for the entire board membership when groups of members get into these vendettas and flame wars and just drag threads off topic, one right after the other. That's not the way to deny ignorance. And you know, deny ignorance, people talk about, well, it's a slogan. Well, you know what? It's actually a pretty good thing to try. And part of that is, you know, discussing topics and staying on topic. You know, we've got so many threads. If you want to talk about a different topic than a thread talks about, I'll lay dollars to donuts. There's already a thread out there that covers it that you can post your opinions to. And, you know, we've had some drama with that, and In particular, I want to address an issue. You know, like we see complaints coming in where people are complaining about getting warns, but so-and-so, someone else didn't get warns. And my attitude about that is tough beans. You know, it's like a cop pulls you over for speeding, and yeah, the guy in front of you was speeding. But if you tell the cop, hey, you know, you didn't give him a ticket, why are you giving me a ticket? The cop's still going to give you a ticket. And the fact is, sure, maybe some other people are doing things that are warrantable offenses, but that does not give you a license to do things that are warrantable. So if you're feeling unfairly singled out, bear in mind, you know, they can only, you know, the moderator staff can only hand out so many warns in a given period of time. And their perspective on things may be different from yours. You may be wondering why a person you're always getting in arguments doesn't get a warn. Well, you know, another way to look at this is, you know, some people, oh, I'm being picked on by the mods and stuff like that. Well, here's the deal with that. If you draw, you know, if you are a drama queen, I'm a drama queen, so I know what this is about. You know, I've posted my share to BQ&B. If you draw a lot of negative attention to yourself, yeah, you're going to get more negative attention. It's the way that works. If you're basically cool and don't go around messing with other members all the time and making a being a jerk, but basically just being a jerk, if you don't do that, you're probably going to find yourself getting a lot more slack cut. You know, do the moderators hand out warns, you know, with some sort of, you know, computer-based program that determines, you know, how a person gets a warrant? No, they use their judgment. And frankly, their judgment is going to depend on their, you know, their assessment of you as a member. You know, if you're a member that's got a reputation for being a jerk, yeah, you can expect the mods are not going to cut you as much slack as somebody who's a member who's been around for a while and demonstrated that, hey, you know, they can play well with others, and every now and then maybe they'll fly off the handle, you know. But is that favoritism? If you want to call it that, sure. And if you want to call it that, basically the favoritism in the board consists of the staff will play, it favors members who aren't jerks. So, and speaking as a member representative, I agree with that policy. I mean, I don't get me wrong. That is not an official staff policy. I'm just speaking as an observer here. But, you know, for those people that want to beat their chests and think they're being picked on and stuff like that, I'm sorry, you're not making a convincing case when you do that, not from my perspective. You know, a thing to bear in mind, you know, and I see these things, people talking about their free speech, you know, this isn't a government-run board, despite what some conspiracy theorists might want to say. This is a privately owned board, and the ATS is here for a purpose, and the people that own the board want it to, you know, it's a conspiracy site, so when you're getting off and you're doing all kinds of board theatrics and stuff like that, that's not why this board is here, you know. And you're going to have that. I mean, it's natural for people to get into this sort of stuff, but yeah, there's got to be a point where they draw the line. And there's no more final authority on where the line will be drawn than the people who are making sure that the lights stay on and the bills are paid. That's, you know, that's their prerogative. So, you know, chest beating and all that stuff, it's not going to go anywhere. Yeah, a thing that really helps me when thinking about the role of moderators is they're editors, basically. They're editors for the board content. And as editors, they have to have a lot of discretion about what kind of posts are going to stay and what kind of posts are going to get edited and what kind of posts are going to get thrown away and, you know, threads that'll get trashed. That's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. I see a lot of members criticizing moderators for doing what they're supposed to be doing. Come on, folks. I mean, if you don't know what moderators are for, there's plenty of information. Feel free to ask. I mean, a good rule of thumb is that the moderators have the ability to edit posts because they're supposed to be able to do that. And when moderators are chosen, that's what they're chosen for. The staff look for members that they think are going to do a good job of you know, keeping some degree of order on the board and making sure that the quality of posts in the forums is up to some reasonable standard. And that, you know, it's a judgment call, but that's the point. These are the people who are given that call. If they didn't do it, I've been around a while. I've been on some boards, and when moderators don't do their jobs and moderators loosen up and don't enforce the terms and conditions, there's a cell phone. then the boards go downhill, and eventually, and I've seen boards die that way. They just turn into, you know, flame fests and one-liners, and after a while, there's just no point in reading them. I don't want to see that happen to ATS. So when I see the staff take steps to make the quality of content, you know, the posts and things that we post here, better, I'm for that. Now, there's reasonable limits each way. You know, you can be too lax and you can be too strict. That's one of the things that member representatives like me are keeping an eye on. And, you know, members are free to comment on this stuff. A thing about that, though, sometimes the best thing to do, submit a gripe slash, you know, split a complaint. There's a gripe idea button or U2U. Getting into BQ&B, and hey, I've done this myself, so I'm not, you know, pointing fingers here, but, you know, getting into BQ&B and starting a drama thread is not necessarily going to accomplish anything worthwhile. You know, sometimes that can lead to some good discussion, but, you know, there comes a point where people will see these threads and just roll their eyes, and I'm there myself, you know, and granted, I am not one to cast the first stone on that. So anyway, you know, this sounds like a harangue, and you know, and I guess in a way I'm thinking of certain things I've seen coming in through the complaint forums. And if you're not one of these people that really thinks of this as some kind of, you know, big, horrible, dramatic, you know, oh, you know, the end of ATS because the staff is cracking down, if that's not you, then, you know, please don't get the impression I'm preaching to you. And really, if that is you, I don't want to give you that impression either. I'm just giving you some feedback here. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the board drama that takes place occurs for the silliest reasons, people just not understanding each other. The truth is, you know, everyone from, you know, the admins and the, you know, the head honchos down to the worst flaming troll, and, you know, and hey, I've kind of been there myself. Everybody's got a point of some kind or another. I think the trick here on ATS and remembering that we're a community is realizing that, sure, everyone's got their point, and you're free to make yours, but, you know, it's worth, I mean, have a little respect for what ATS is and for what the people that run ATS do, is what I'm saying. And if you want to call me a fanboy for that, sure, okay, I'm a fanboy. I love this site. I spend a lot of time on this site. And when I see people knocking it, it's like, okay, that's their opinion. But when I see people actually doing stuff on the boards that takes down the quality of the site, I want the staff to do something about that. So that's where I'm coming from. And I'm coming from that, and not as a member of the staff. I'm not a moderator or anything like that. I'm a member representative. You know, I can give out applause and stuff. I can't edit people's posts or give out warrants. And I don't go, I don't usually go around telling them to do, you know, who will give that guy a warrant or anything either. They do a good job of that. So anyway, I'm kind of repeating myself here a little bit. I just wanted to make the point for people out there who think that, you know, who have criticism. By the way, I invite, especially if you can get out and do a podcast, let's talk about this. But, you know, this is a board questions and business kind of subject, and I'm interested in what people have to say, whether you comment to the thread or whatever. What do you think about this? And I'm not really interested in a big back and forth in, like, the BQ&B sense. You know, we've seen so many of those. But I'm interested in, you know, just getting some feedback. Am I right? You know, I'm a member representative. If you think I've got the right attitude, let me know. And if you think I got the wrong attitude, let me know, too. I'm not inflexible. I can change my mind. Anyway, this has been a rather digressive Discounselor's report on the topic of ATS crime and punishment. Until next time, this is your friendly Discounselor Magic, signing out.